As children, we're always told by our parents that one day we have to grow up and make a name for ourselves. In order to do such a thing, we must play hard, but work even harder. When Bev Kirkwood took a chance on me, I knew that I would have to work 10 times harder to prove myself to her and make myself a worthwhile investment. These days, however, I don't know if kids understand such a thing. After all, it seems they let an app where they have 15-second videos define who they are in this world. I, however, know exactly who I am, or at least I think I do. Come in. Morning, Beverly.
Good morning, dear. I hope I didn't interrupt anything.
No, not at all. Why would you think that?
Well, I caught a look at you before I knocked. Seemed like you were thinking really hard about something. Anything I can help with?
No, not at all. I was just thinking about my day.
Well, I see. I hope you were thinking up a pitch that would knock Jameson Pembroke's Calvin Klein socks off. Oh, can't believe he already has his eye on a property.
Here. But Beverly, about that, I don't think I would be the right realtor for Jameson.
Nonsense! Where in the world did you get an idea like that? You sound crazier than Howard's father did by the time we plopped him into some god-awful home.
Well, Beverly, I don't know what to do. I just feel like I would be betraying myself if I took him on as a client. I've had to work for every damn thing in my life. Jameson was literally born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He also just recently laid off a bunch of loyal employees. How can I?
Oh, Natalie. You can take the girl out of the struggle, but you can't take the struggle out of the girl. I get why you are struggling with taking Jameson on as a client. He is pretty damn ruthless. But honey, we are not in a profession where we investigate a client's business practices. You're not Barbara Walters delivering some ABC 2020 special report. You are my top agent, and I need you to start acting like it. And if you can sell a place to Jameson, then I promise that I will make it worth your while.
What does that mean?
Well, it means I'll consider making you a partner. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to get downtown for a facial that I am already really late for. Bye now.
I cannot thank you girls enough for meeting me for lunch today.
No problem, Nat. What's up?
I was just about to ask that very same question. Your text certainly had me intrigued.
Well, it has almost been a week since the party. And I thought that in that time, Jameson would step away from wanting to use Kirkwood Realty for his house hunting adventures. But such a thing has yet to happen.
I take it that Bev wants you to still be the agent that holds Jameson's delicious-looking hand throughout the whole thing, right? And don't look at me like that. I won't apologize for liking a man who has good-looking hands. All the better to pleasure me with.
Charlie, what is up with you and this Jameson guy? You've been talking nonstop about his looks since the party. First it was his bulge. Now it's his hands. What's next, his hair?
He is a good-looking man, Sarah.
She's right about that.
But I highly doubt that helps you get to the bottom of your dilemma, Natalie.
It doesn't. Yet, I need to get to the bottom of it rather quickly. Bev told me that if I take him on as a client and if I find him a place to live, then she might consider making me partner of the agency.
Oh my God, that's huge.
Yeah, I know. But is it worth risking my true feelings about this guy?
Remember what I told you? Sometimes you just have to put your personal feelings aside. Jameson isn't going to magically change who he is, ever. Yet, this is your job. And if you close this huge deal, then it could pay off for you in the long run. Oh, excuse me, it's Matthew. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, where are you?
I'm having lunch with Nat and Charlie. Can I call you back in a moment?
No, Sarah, you were supposed to be at the Ritz-Carlton 20 minutes ago. We're meeting with
I forgot. Sorry. I'll be there soon.
Did he just hang up on you?
Yeah, I totally forgot that we were supposed to meet with our lawyers today to go over some basic stuff. It's my fault. I completely spaced.
No. Don't fucking apologize and come up with excuses. Screw that guy.
Charlie, he's my husband.
Well, your husband is about to have two less teeth if he ever were to hang up on you again.
Violence is never the answer.
Sarah, let us know how it goes, okay? Good luck and just keep your cool.
Thanks, Nat.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye, Charlie.
I'm sorry if I was getting...
You don't apologize either. I was one step away from slapping the shit out of him through the phone myself.
Wow, JC, I am impressed with what you did on that poll today, girl. I think you're going to turn this place on its head tonight. Now go get cleaned up, eat a little something, and be back here by 8.
Are you Charlie West?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Jack Hunter. I'm your new boss.
Pardon? Barbara Sims owns this club. I think you must be in the wrong place, but if you want, I know LA like the back of my hand, and I can give you directions to any place you need.
Oh no, I'm in the right place. You know, that dancer who just walked off, I hired her. In fact, she was my first hire.
That's impossible.
No, it's not impossible. I know you adore Barbara. However, she had a lot of debt when it came to this place. I just bought her out this afternoon.
I still don't believe you. Barbara would have told me.
Can you stop being so stubborn and just accept me as your new boss? I like to treat every dancer like a personal friend or even a family member. That is, if they drop their attitude and shake their ass on that pole like they're supposed to.
Are you threatening me?
No, not at all. Oh, by the way, one last thing. I know that Barbara would take 10% of your earnings for the night, but I'm used to taking 20.
What? That's ridiculous.
It's your choice if you want to be employed here. Anyway, I gotta go. See you later.
Asshole.
I heard that.
I'm so glad we're finally home.
Me too.
So what do you want for dinner?
Whatever you cook will be fine.
Excuse me? Matthew, you can't possibly expect me to just go ahead and make you a meal after what we went through.
You're my wife. We live in the suburbs. You have no career. It's what you do. I want dinner. You make it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Pardon?
I'm your wife, not your slave. And you know what? I'm starting to understand why you had an attorney's phone number in your pocket. I guess I should have been smarter and gotten one from the jump myself. Matthew, I've been in love with you for as long as I can remember. Yet I don't love who you've become. Where's the man who bought me the ring of my dreams? Where's the man who swept me off my feet? Where's the man who used to be able to do that thing with his tongue that would make me hang on to the sheets for dear life? Now look at us. I'm nothing more than a servant to you.
I'm sorry. You're right. You're not a servant.
Thank you.
And you do matter.
That's all I've been trying to get you to see.
And you are a good doctor's wife.
Oh my God, for fuck's sake, you're a dentist.
Ow! What the hell? Did you just punch me?
Yes.
Why?
You know why.
It tastes blood.
Well, there's a lot of it. And make your own damn dinner. I'm going out.
Come in. Oh, hey, Beverly.
Hello, Natalie. It's 6 o'clock. Thought you would have already been gone from this place.
What can I say? I wanted to look at a few listings for tomorrow.
Oh? Does that mean what I think it means?
Yeah. I'm taking Jameson Pembroke on as a client. I already had Stefan set up a showing for the house Jameson is interested in, and then 2 condos in Bel Air.
Good. Just know that in the long run, this will all pay off.
I surely hope so.
Now, I can start talking to you about a partnership in the coming days.
I would love nothing more.
I know, dear. You've earned this. I can tell that you still have a bright future ahead of yourself, too. But, honey, take the night and think about some stuff, okay?
I will. Have a good night, Bev.
You too.
Thank you for taking the time to get off the pole and meet with me.
Sarah, I've seen you down 5 shots of top shelf tequila from across the room. I think it was mandatory that I pulled away from the pole to come and talk with you.
Hey, gals. Got room for one more at this bar?
Hey, Nat. Thanks for joining us.
You called Natalie?
Sarah, Charlie told me you looked like you had been hit by a truck.
No offense.
None taken, Char. But in all honesty, I'm not the one who actually looks like they got hit by something.
What does that mean?
I punched Matt in the face, and I'm pretty sure I chipped a tooth of his.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, he wanted me to make him dinner after we had just spent hours in a stuffy conference room with 2 lawyers who want to drain our savings. Also, this divorce can get messier than it needs to be.
I'm sorry, Sarah. I really am.
Don't be, Charlie. You're right, though. Sometimes violence is the answer. And I shouldn't have apologized this morning for being late for that meeting. I need to take back my life and my pride.
I think we all do. Look, I've got to get back. I see my new boss eyeing me from across the room.
Whoa, what happened to Barbara?
I'll explain later. Bye.
Bye. Bartender, I'll take a martini. Thanks.
Enough about me punching my husband in the face. I want to hear about you. Have you come to a conclusion about the whole Jameson thing?
I have. I'm going to put aside what I feel about him, and I'm going to sell my damn house.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks. Oh, and I also have something else to tell you.
Oh?
I went shopping after we had lunch. And during my little shopping spree, I found time to sign up for a dating app.
OMG, are you serious?
Yeah, I am. I've already gotten like 3 matches.
Wow. How many guys have you swiped on?
Not many. I have already blocked a guy for sending me dick pic after dick pic. I do admire him, though, for coming up with at least 5 different positions. It's rare for a man to put that much thought behind anything.
Very true. You saved the pics, right? I mean...
Of course I did. I wasn't going to let his work go to waste.
Amen to that.
Hey, what do you say we take our drinks over to Charlie's stage and see what all the fuss is about?
You want to watch Charlie dance?
Honey, I want to see how she racks up that much money in a night. Also, I want to see what a guy's after these days.
I don't think you'll find the guy you want here.
Oh, girl, they're all the same.
Are you sure about that?
Of course.
And what makes you so sure?
Honey, they all have little things here and there that make them different. Yet at the end of the day, they all like the same stuff.
I guess you're right.
I know I am.
Okay, let's go check our gal out. After all, I do have a thick stack of ones in my wallet.
What a coincidence. So do I.
Perfect timing.
Exactly. Come on, I see a couple free seats.